As a little girl, I was normally comforted by mathematics, soothed by the premise of one true right answer. But in the next few days, the powdery white numerals against the dusty green were written, erased, rewritten, multiplied, and I hardly noticed. I also loved words, for an entirely different reason, for the way they lent themselves to endless combinations. But the spelling lists also, I copied down with little interest and did not study later. My father, like the rest of the parents, grew more distraught as the weeks went on, and Anna never appeared. Except while the rest of them could almost believe the lies they told their children about it being only a matter of time before she was back helping her mother garden in the front yard, my father spent as much time as he could in the newsroom looking for the gruesome answer. He looked through pages and pages of local and surrounding areas' sex offenders. He reviewed the police report, although he knew it by heart already. He read crime logs from the past 6 months, then a year and 2 years, but it was futile. I made sense of it because I had to, or at least that is what I tell myself when the man's face appears in my memory, half paralyzed, something about the blue eyes sloppy but essentially kind. He was the janitor at the junior high school and sat almost every day at a sidewalk table of an Armenian cafe that served bottomless coffee, looking at nothing in particular and sometimes laughing rather convulsively at what the old men who also sat there said. Perhaps he had suffered a stroke at a relatively young age. He dragged the left side of his body dutifully, like an older brother chaperoning his younger sibling at the fair with effort, though not unhappily. He talked slowly and thickly and mumbled pleasantly to himself as he walked. Surely, I thought, he was the man who walked and talked bad.